With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We got a text from 71. Annie's recap got me hooked on this garbage weeks ago. First time I've ever watched any reality TV.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Push your man.
Get out while you can.
Yes, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is garbage television, but thankfully Annie is here for us. She watches it, so we don't have to. Annie is obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know. Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
All right, just give me a quick recap of where we are on the show.
So we're down to the final four. We're at Fantasy Suites. We only have 2 weeks left. So next week is the men tell all, and then is the finale. So we are, there is a light at the end of this tunnel, my friends.
Alabama Lana, Hannah B.
Alabama Hannah. I'm like, Alabama Lana, what? So like I said, last night was Fantasy Suites.
Is that the one where the magic happens? I don't watch the show.
Now, there's a rumor that she had already gone to the Fantasy Suites with all four of these dudes and hooked up, right? Isn't that the rumor before the show started?
They don't get to be in a room together privately until last night.
Oh, okay.
So this is what happened. But there was two highly anticipated things that Chris Harrison has shown. So he gave us like a little teaser last week that it's Hannah talking to Luke P saying that she did the thing in a windmill, okay? Mm. And last night could have been the night that we got to say goodbye to the woat. I've been training for this. As my friend Julian Edelman said, let's go. So we're in Greece with the final four. The guys have the option to forego their individual rooms and stay together for a night of privacy. My precious gem of a man is up first, but I have to tell you guys about my tough day yesterday.
Okay.
The love of my life, Peter the Pilot, had a drama, absolute bomb dropped on him. Another ex-girlfriend came out. So first, the ex-girlfriend of Jed came out and said all of that stuff.
Right. Now he's the country singer.
Now we have an ex-girlfriend coming out about Peter, saying that they were in a very serious relationship, and he broke up with her out of nowhere. She thought that it was about another girl. She goes to his Instagram.
And sees he's on.
And sees that a Bachelorette producer has followed him. He erased all of her, like every trace of her from his Instagram. But I refuse to believe it. Bachelor producers are like the CIA and like secret agent men all tied into one. The deep dives that they do on these guys, they would not allow Becky with the okay hair to ruin this. Anyways, Peter and Hannah hop on a sailboat and cruise around Greece. And they are hot and heavy on this sailboat. I mean, if I was Hannah, I would not be watching this with my parents. But the date is going awesome. And after stumbling and fumbling his way for 75 hours, he finally tells Hannah that he loves her.
Aww.
You guys remember that windmill that I said earlier?
Yeah.
That Hannah said she did the dirty not once, but twice in the windmill with a guy?
Yeah.
So we found Mr. Windmill. Can I get an amen for Peter?
Amen. They did it in a windmill?
Did it in a windmill.
Like in a mini golf course?
No, actually.
A real windmill. Second date is Tyler, and this man could not get any more perfect. I mean, he looks like he was sculpted by the gods, and he's nice. What is that like? Hannah explains to Tyler that their physical attraction is amazing, but she needs it to be more on the emotional side. Instead of being a little punk, after she said that, he said he doesn't just want to use the fantasy suite for that, and he respects her.
I can stand here today and like tell you like I do love you. Like I am so falling for you, and like you mean the world to me. And like I would love to spend more time with you and just be us and enjoy this night under the stars here in Greece. And you know, a night that we'll cherish and remember forever.
Tyler.
Did she tell him about the windmill?
She didn't tell him about the windmill. See that, Luke P? That is how you should be acting, but we'll get to him in a minute. First, I got to tell you guys about Jed. Jed is like that guy, you know, in your city. He cheats on every girlfriend. He's like slime ball, but ends up dating the best women. You know those ones?
Mm-hmm. Hated him.
Jed is the only one that Hannah has verbally said that she's falling for him. So great. Of course, that's the one that she picks. But Jed's insecurities put a screeching halt to their date, and he calls out Hannah.
I need some clarity on Luke.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add up to me just because
I know you now, and I care about you a lot. And I don't want to see you hurt, and I want to see you be with the best person that you can be with. I've seen him lie. I just don't fully understand how you can be as amazing as you are and even consider someone like him.
Fact, though.
So he's questioning her character because
she
likes this terrible person.
Agreed. I mean, I hate to say it,
but
I agree with him.
Yeah, but why is he spending his solo time talking about somebody else instead of building a relationship
with
her? But
why would Hannah have any interest in Luke?
Let's get to that, Carson, shall we?
Is this before or after the windmill?
This is after the windmill.
Is it one of those windmills that provides power, or is it like old school?
I mean, I think it provided power
Peter,
that
the
night,
pilot
but...
provided the power.
The moment we have all been waiting for. I'm going to keep saying we because I feel like you guys are in this fight with me.
We are with you.
It's woke season. Let's go.
We finally see Luke P's ass ride off into an Escalade and never come back. Will this finally happen? So their date is in Santorini, and Hannah is so head over heels in love with him. I want to jump through my TV screen. But lucky for me, I don't have to talk sense into our Alabama princess because Luke P really outdid himself this time.
Like, I don't believe that's something that you should be doing. And I just want to make sure you're not going to be, you know, sexually intimate with, you know, the other relationships here.
Like,
I totally have all the trust in the world for you. But at the same time, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Like, if you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home. Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right, bye.
This man really said that. It is 2019, and you are shaming her for who she wants to sleep with, who she wants to share a bed with. Hannah is, steam is coming out of her ears.
How
at
is
this
he
point.
A real person?
She is finally seeing the light, Dan. Hannah looks the woe right into his judgy eyes and says, I finally have clarity, and what you just said to me makes me realize I do not want you to be my husband. Oh. So she asks him to get up and so she can walk him out to the Escalade. He literally doesn't move until the 18th time she asks. Like, he's just sitting there pouting.
Right.
Just waiting for her to be like, no, I'm just kidding. So when they get to the car, Luke says, can I pray over you before I leave? Are you good?
Can I pray over you?
That's no, I don't want your prayer. You're legit the devil reincarnated.
Is that
and I'm
a
saying
thing
I,
do?
But Hannah. He is refusing to leave. And that's when our Alabama Hannah tells Luke straight to his face that she had a time in the windmill.
Twice.
So it's been a long road. It's been a long road to the dumpster to take this giant bag of trash out, but we made it. A weight has been lifted. Justice has been served. But of course, Chris Harrison has to pull the rug out from under me once again. The clip for next week shows Luke returning and saying to Hannah, she thought that she had lost me after she told me that she did the dirty. He looks dead into the camera with his crazy eyes. She's wrong. Listen.
I'm coming back to pray over you.
I don't condone violence, but for the love of God, Tyler, Pete, Jed, someone please roundhouse kick this man in the head for me.
You know the producers weren't going to let him leave that easy.
In my Lil Nas X personality, Luke P., you have yeed your last ha. My friend, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I'm lightheaded.
Feed your last song. If you didn't know, now you know. Don't get her started on
Supermarket Joe. Annie's Obsessed, Bachelorette Edition. I need more details about this windmill.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.